This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Fighting raged on Friday near Europe's biggest nuclear power plant in a Russian-held area in eastern Ukraine as inspectors from the UN's Nuclear Watchdog Agency expressed concern over the facility's physical integrity but did not blame either warring side. The International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi said that he expects to produce a report early next week. And as soon as we have the full picture of the situation by the end of the weekend, more or less, we'll be speaking to reporters in Vienna after returning to the area. He said that the power plant, he will brief the UN Security Council some point on Tuesday. Officials on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border are now searching for more victims after at least 9 migrants died while attempting a hazardous crossing of the rain-swollen Rio Grande near Eagle Pass, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement Saturday that it responded Thursday to a report of a large number of people crossing the Mexican border. The National Weather Service says water levels in the river jumped more than 2 feet in a single day, and it was flowing 5 times faster than usual. CBP says U.S. officials recovered 6 bodies, while Mexican teams recovered 3 more. It says U.S. crews rescued 37 migrants from the river and detained 16 more, while Mexican officials took 39 migrants into custody altogether. Again, officials on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border are now searching for more victims after at least 9 migrants died attempting to cross over. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. NASA has called off a second launch attempt for its new moon rocket because of yet another fuel leak. Test flight is now off for at least a few weeks, if not months. Mission managers decided after Saturday's scrub to haul the 322-foot rocket back into the hangar for further repairs and system updates. It's the second delay this week for the most powerful rocket ever built by NASA. The first failed launch attempt on Monday was also troubled by escaping hydrogen. NASA has been waiting years to send the crew capsule atop the rocket around the moon with test dummies before astronauts take the next flight. Pakistan appealed Saturday to the international community for an immense humanitarian response to unprecedented flooding that has left at least 1,265 people dead. The request came even as planes carried supplies to the impoverished country across a humanitarian air bridge. The federal planning minister called for an immense humanitarian response for 33 million people affected by the monsoon rains that triggered devastating floods. International attention to Pakistan's plight has increased as the number of fatalities and homeless have risen. According to initial government estimates, the rain and flooding have caused $10 billion in damage. 7 officers were killed Friday in an explosives attack in rural Julia. That's according to the San Luis Municipality in Western Colombia. It is the largest attack on police under Gustavo Petro's government, who was sworn in on August 7th as the first leftist president of the Andean country. Authorities have not named the alleged perpetrators of the attack. On Saturday, the Colombian president arrived at the site of the attack, where he expressed his condolences and said the deployment strategies must be improved in the area that was the cradle of the FARC, therefore a risk area that must be taken care of. Dissident factions of the now defunct Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, guerrilla group, which did not adhere to the peace agreement signed within the state in 2016, are present in that area. 3 female soldiers have arrived home in Ivory Coast nearly 2 months after they were detained in Mali, along with 46 others. The Togolese Foreign Affairs Minister, whose country has been mediating talks, says the 3 women have been released as a humanitarian gesture. Ivorian soldiers were sent to Mali in July for work in a private company contracted by the UN. However, Mali's government said it considered the Ivorians to be mercenaries because they were directly employed by the UN mission and charged them with undermining state security. The Togolese Foreign Affairs Minister indicated that the discussions about the remaining detainees continue.